This is the Tech Talk Podcast from RNIB.
Oh, it's all right, guys. It's fine. It's just I opened my wallet there to spend more money, this time on an Amazon Fire HD tablet. And I thought I'd put it through its paces for you here on Tech Talk.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
Okay, so I'm holding the device now in front of me. I have it in a vertical position, so it's like I'm holding a book. And if I go to the very top, I should feel some buttons there, and that means it's the right way up. And it's kind of the only way you would know that it is the right way up. So if the buttons on the device are at the top, then you're holding it the right way. Now, on the top, from left to right, you've got a headphone port, which just takes your standard 3.5mm jack. No lightning ports here. Good old-fashioned 3.5mm headphone jack, perfect for all your standard headphones. And, of course, the little microphones as well, if you want to use it for Skype calls or anything like that, it would work with that. Going along a bit, you've got another button, which is quite a long button. I think there's a groove in the middle, but I can't really tell with my fat fingers. But basically, you've got an up and down button there for volume. Moving along, you then have nearer the right-hand side, you've got a micro USB port. That is where you charge the device. And there's a power button to switch on and off. Down the left-hand side, you've got two speakers, one at the top from where the device is at the moment, and then one at the bottom. That signifies that the speakers are there, so you would know which way you're holding the device when you're watching it, say, in landscape mode. On the right-hand side, probably my favourite feature of this and any other Android device that you find, micro SD card slots, which means that you can take the very basic storage and increase it by up to 128 gig. And you can do that so cheaply. You know, so if you think about the Apple equivalent, that would probably cost you a good few £100 more. Whereas you can pick up micro SD cards for next to nothing on Amazon or anywhere else. Fire. Now, the first thing you're going to want to do when you get your Amazon Fire tablet is get accessibility turned on. It's got a range of options. It's got voice view, and it's got its own magnifier, which is a way of increasing the size of the screen so that you can get right in close to the apps if you prefer to do that. Magnifiers on these devices tend to be a bit fiddly, and if you've got some partial sight, you might want to have a look at it and try it out. Obviously, that's not something we can do very well on the radio, so instead we're going to play with voice view. First thing you need to do is find the settings app, which means finding the icons on the screen or the apps on the screen.
Video, row 1, column 3.
And using two fingers, swipe up. That'll take you to page 2 of the apps. Now let's find settings.
iPhoto in my videos calculator. Settings.
Double tap.
Settings. Wireless.
Okay, so that's me into the settings. I can now swipe through to look for accessibility. I bet it's near the bottom.
Storage, power, apps and device, personal, my account, profile, parental, security, sound, keyboard and system, sync, help, accessibility.
What did I tell you? It's always at the bottom. Right, double tap.
Accessibility, voice view screen reader.
Now while we're here, let's have a look at some of the other accessibility options it offers. I mentioned magnifier.
Screen magnifier is off. Enables the use of gestures to magnify the screen.
You've also got
font size. Normal.
I've left it at normal because I'm not going to use the screen.
High contrast text is off.
Makes the screen just that little bit clearer, the font's a little bit sharper, the darker's darker, etc.
Color inversion is off. May affect performance.
Unless you invert the colours of the screen if you prefer it the other way around, if that makes it easier for you, but it does say it will affect performance, like watching videos.
Color correction off. 7 of 15.
Ideal for someone like me who's got colour blindness.
Hearing settings, 8 of 15. Subtitles is off.
That's self-explanatory.
Convert stereo to mono is off.
Good if you'll never use one earbud as well. That's a great setting if you're partially sighted, and I do that a lot. I often just wear one earbud.
Accessibility help. Accessibility user's guide.
So that's an overview of the accessibility features that are in the device. If you want to turn on voice view, then it's simple enough. Mine's just turned on already, obviously. All you would do is go to voice view and double tap. And it's on. And there is a user's guide in there as well, so you can learn how to use it if you want to get into more depth and detail. Fire. Okay, so I've already set my device up. So first thing we want to do is find the unlock button. So take your finger to the bottom of the device. Remember, it has to be in vertical mode. And root around for the unlock button.
View more ad after she's unlock button.
There is. Double tap.
Device unlocked. Home. 2 of 10.
And that puts us right into the home screen. So all your apps are here. You've also got a navigation bar, which gives you access to the following.
Books, video, games, shop.
And to get to that, all you do is get your finger onto where it says home and then swipe left and right to go through that navigation menu. Also on the screen are your apps.
7 rows, 5 columns, Silk Browser. App Store, Video.
Those are your Amazon apps, and you'll get other ones on there like Kindle and also Music. So let's say we want to read a book. Let's find the Kindle app.
Books.
Double tap.
Books. Killer Justice, Legal Thriller, Brad Williams Book 2, Grayson, Joshua. Book downloaded. Reading is 36% completed. Book.
So that book is one I'm reading at the moment. If I want to continue reading that book, all I do is double tap on it.
I Hate the Career Criminals.
That drops me onto the page I was at before. And to continue reading, all I do is swipe 2 fingers from the top of the screen down.
I Hate the Career Criminals. I hate the people that have been doing crime for as long as they have lived and will continue to commit crime until their dying days. Generally, their dying days are...
And that's all you do to read a book. It's as simple as that. And Kindle books on the Amazon Fire tablet are really accessible, really works well. You've also got large print options as well, if you can see the screen. But if you want to listen through voice view, well, that's how you do it. Okay, so what about other ways to enjoy entertainment? What about Netflix, for example? Could we enjoy a TV show with audio description on this?
Fire!
So to get to the menu, all you do is go to the bottom of the screen and you'll find 3 buttons.
Back button, home button, app switcher button.
We want the home button.
Home button.
Double tap.
7 rows, 5 columns, books.
Now, my Netflix app I know is on the second page of apps, so what I have to do in that case is to swipe up with 2 fingers to get to the next page. You'll hear a click to confirm that. There it is. Quite a small click. Now I'm going to find Netflix.
Maps, Calc, Photo, Fire for Kids, Netflix.
Again, double tap.
Navigate up button.
So I'm in Netflix. Let me scroll around and see what's there.
Grace and My List. Designated Survivor button.
Oh, I like that one. Right, double tap in.
Designated Survivor.
Now, once I'm in here, all I have to do is go back and forward, left and right with my finger, or scroll up and down.
Search. Designated Survivor. 2017 12 1 season. Play video. Designated Survivor button.
Double tap.
Play. Land. Dot. Navigate up button.
Blue white background, then turn red. Netflix. Words appear. A Netflix original series.
Previously on Designated Survivor.
I don't understand. Where was I?
Well, that's my question, Congressman.
Is there a reason you're asking all these questions? Have I done something wrong?
You were supposed to get a statement.
Place
turn
slash
him into a suspect.
But who is this?
Okay, we'll stop that for a second. Just a quick note, when you watch something on, say, Netflix, it will turn your device into landscape mode. So to get to the menu items, you need to turn the device around. Now, I've got audio description on by default, but if you want to get to it, you've got to be quite quick. So you've got to double tap on the screen and get your finger to the top right of the screen very quickly to find the change language button.
Change subtitle and slash or audio.
Double tap.
Audio, subtitles.
Scroll down to find audio description.
English, audio description, 6 of 6.
Once you've got it, double tap on it. And that's it. Your programs from now on will have audio description.
Fire!
And that's the Amazon Fire tablet. Cheap, easy to use and accessible. What more could you want in such a small package? The Kindle Fire 8-inch HD. It's well worth a look, or even a listen.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.